But it's just now past midnight, around midnight. It's midnight-ish here on WRCT Pittsburgh, which means it's time for me to do a whole bunch of things, including the Midnight Mock. But before I get into the mock, how about I take care of like a couple pieces of what we call business in the industry? For example, here's a social distancing tip for you. Keeping your distance from others is very important in actually slowing the spread of the coronavirus. So here's some fun things that you can do alone. You can read a book. You can take a walk. You can unpack that suitcase from the trip that you actually didn't take over the summer. You can paint a self-portrait. Maybe catch up on a TV series. Maybe listen to Viva La Mock. Do a puzzle. There's so many things that you can do. And remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more information, visit coronavirus.gov. Don't forget that Spack Brothers Pizza joined you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers does not use any refined sugar in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Garfield, the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, I should say, in case you don't know what I talk about when I say Garfield. For more information, call them up at 412-362-SPAK. That's 362-SPAK. Or visit their website, SpackBrothers.com. But we have a Johnny Carson mock to get to. And the only way to start off a Johnny Carson mock is to have the appropriate background music. I got a little over a half dozen songs that all name drop Johnny Carson. Today would have been his 95th birthday. So why not celebrate the man who basically made late night TV what it is today, that everyone's trying to chase and catch the golden ring that he wore. We're going to start things off with something from Say Hi. It's a Hunger here on the Viva La Mock Radio Show.
his microphone.
Yeah. kitten fed, you gotta kiss the little woman, put the children in a bed, check the sports and weather. To me, please, I'm saying I'll stay in bed, but I'll pretend I'm on my knees and praying. One for my hunger and another for my greed, and just forget about my envy, Lord, and give me what I need. I need a last cigarette, last cigarette, last cigarette, one before I go to bed. Last cigarette, last cigarette, last cigarette.
Dreams and your fears and wife. TV wife. Well, by mid-afternoon, you know the shows are progressed. And on comes all the characters with whom you're obsessed. This one dying, that one married, this one gave birth. And the husband's nowhere to be found on this planet Earth. Makeup's all the cookies, I know it's half a bed. The TV guide is on the floor, but nothing is said. Will it be a late night movie starring Greer Garson? A Joey Bishop filling in for Aaron Johnny Carson? TV wife, will the TV life? From early in the morning till late at night. Your dreams and your fears and your wishes and your hopes are all being soothed by a handful of soap. Well, she's a TV wife, will the TV life? From early in the morning till late at night. TV wife, TV wife, TV wife, TV wife. Woo!
You have spoken, the photos fade in, and nothing. Going right, a shooter's hand to turn a cheek to a coffin empty room at night. Leaves her eyes and look inside. Secret society. Here's Victor now, if that's what you're into. Carson retired and never coming back. Backroom basement, 6-2 waffle. There's nothing that I lack.
are in court today. Rose just took the stand. She's divorcing me for reasons I still don't understand. That dress is showing more of her than I've seen in years. And the story that she's telling's even got the judge in tears. She's accusing me of hanging out with girls of ill repute. Adultery, abandonment, even alcohol abuse. I just heard my mother shout, "Your Honor, throw the book." And even my attorney just gave me a dirty look. Everything's coming up roses. The house, the car, the kids, and all the cash. Everything's coming up roses. I'll be lucky if I keep the shirt that's on my back. My head is buried in my hands. The courtroom is adjourned. She got all I ever made and all I'll ever earn. If I had a handkerchief, I'd break right down and cry. Why, even Johnny Carson got a better deal than mine. Everything's coming up roses. The house, the car, the kids, and all the cash. Everything's coming up roses. And I'll be lucky if I keep the shirt that's on my back. Be lucky if I keep the shirt that's on my back. She's painting her fingernails, waiting for something to happen. Listening to love songs, watching the clock on the wall. She could fix a cheese sandwich, but someone might ask her to dinner. So she's painting her fingernails, waiting for someone to call. There's a torn yellow photograph stuck in the edge of the mirror. By the raggedy end doll she played with when she was a child. There's a top dresser drawer filled with jewelry, pills, and old letters. And she's painting her fingernails, dreaming of Paul Newman's smile. There's a sink full of dishes left over from three lonely breakfasts. Some old glamour magazines, all very neatly arranged. But the magazines just make her feel that she's fat and she's ugly. So she's painting her fingernails, waiting for something to change. On her desk is the macrame she started back last December. And the bright gilded Christmas card he sent her 3 years ago. So she stretches her legs in an exercise she's been neglecting. She's painting her fingernails, hoping that age doesn't show. She has to, she can always.
dances seductively in front of Johnny Carson and smiles goodnight to the bullfighter there on the wall. And she crawls into bed knowing that this time tomorrow she'll be painting her fingernails waiting for someone to call. Painting her fingernails waiting for someone to call.
That's Bobby Bear Jr. here on the Viva La Mock radio program wrapping up a Johnny Carson mock. And today would have been Johnny Carson's 95th birthday. Sadly, he passed away in January of 2005 at the age of 79. But again, he was the benchmark and is always will be the benchmark of what a late night talk show host should try to achieve, at least in my opinion. So in that set of music, Bobby Bear Jr. doing Painting Her Fingernails. Also played some Roger Miller in there. Roger Miller doing Everything's Coming Up Roses. Went back to the Smitten CD from Buffalo Tom for the song Postcards. Dug deep into a rare early days track from Twisted Sister. Yeah, that was Twisted Sister doing TVI. Dramarama gave us Last Cigarettes. Probably one of the best songs in the entire set, the Beach Boys with their song Johnny Carson. And Say Hi from their 2015 release, Bleeders Digest with It's a Hunger.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruising the Decades Global Edition. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruising the Decades, Brad Savage.
The airwaves are a blank canvas, and our job is to paint them. And this is episode number 145, CruisingTheDecades.com. And today, we welcome listeners on MVY Radio, Martha's Vineyard, and the world. And also, greetings to new listeners and U.S. troops stationed around the world on AFN, the Eagle, the primary radio station service all around the world, including Tokyo, Japan, at AM 810 on your dial, plus several signals in Italy and Germany and in Cuba and Bahrain. It's pretty amazing. AFN the Eagle serves U.S. military communities all over the world and through the AFN Go app. So welcome, new listeners. Check out CruisingTheDecades.com. One song per decade. And on today's show, well, I ain't never a country stomper from 1959, plus modern technology and communications in the 1940s with Slim Gaylord. We've got an anti-suicide song, a rock ballad that became a surprise hit in 1988. And singer Amy Shark does a live performance from Sydney, Australia, live acoustic. And in 1970, A Breath of Fresh Air. Welcome to Cruising the Decades. Now, we'll begin in the 1910s, then pick a song from the 20s, 30s, 40s, and so on, right on up to the 2010s and 2020s. So let us begin with Prince's band in 1910. Not Prince of the 80s and 90s and 2000s. This is the original Prince band leader, Charles Prince, who released hundreds of records from the late 1890s up to his passing in 1937. And you could say Prince's orchestra and Prince's band and these recordings are somewhat akin to the music of John Philip Sousa. This particular selection is a 1910 recording called I'm Alabama Bound on Cruisin' the Decades.
Amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world. From super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world, this is Cruisin' the Decades. 100 years of music.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I have seen trouble all my day. I've bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised. Oh, for 6 long years I've been in
1928. That is a recording by Emery Arthur. I am a man of constant sorrow. One of the earliest versions, and the version of the song that gave it its best known, more recent title. Most music scholars say that song dates back to 1913. It was originally titled Farewell Song, but it's one of those folk music standards that has been recorded by dozens of artists through the years. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, one song per decade, and it was well known because of the 2000 award-winning film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, which kind of repopularized that song and many songs from that early folk music canon. It's Cruisin' the Decades, where we appreciate and explore the history of music and the common thread into music today, current sounds that we listen to in modern times. We do it by picking one song per decade. I'm Brad Savage, and you can find all of our playlists and find all of our shows at cruisinthedecades.com. Coming out of North Carolina now, we go into the 1930s for another song with fascinating history and different versions, and later, many subsequent cover versions of this song. This song is called I'm Just Here to Get My Baby Out of Jail. It's from 1936 by the Blue Sky Boys. It was famously covered on the Everly Brothers album Songs Our Daddy Taught Us, all cover songs, released in 1958. And then it was covered again. The entire Everly Brothers album was covered song for song, track for track, by Norah Jones and Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day around 2012. So just there alone, you've got several versions. And this is a pretty influential song. The earliest recollection I can find of this song dates back to 1931 by Carl and Hardy from Madison, Wisconsin. It became quite a standard, as you'll see. This is the Blue Sky Boys from 1936 on Cruisin' the Decades.
I'm not in your town to stay, said a lady old and gray to a warden in a penitentiary. Soon be on my way. I'm just here to get my baby out of jail. Oh, Warden, I'm just here to get my baby out of jail. Ever since his father died, I have prayed and I he'd follow not the footsteps of his dad. I had searched both far and wide. I had thought that he had died. And at last to find my baby here in jail. Oh, Warden, but it's good to find my baby here in jail. Kissed her darling and then she died. But smiling in the arms of her dear boy, there she died.
Hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
If you want communication, use a telephone. When you entertain the nation, it's a microphone. Dictation can be made on a dictaphone. That's communication. Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication. You can send a wire by telegram, also get the news by teletype. Now we look in Mars through a telescope. That's communication. Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication. Western Union telegram, cablegram too. Television, radiogram, bring a message through. Phone express and airmail, a shortwave. When you send this way, how much time you save? Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication. Telegram, cablegram too. Television, radiogram, bang a message to you. Pony Express, airmail, shortwave. When you send this way, how much time you save? Da-di-da-di-da-da-di-da. 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 That's communication.
It's Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music, one song per decade. I love that that song shouts out shortwave radio, the original way to listen to this show. This program started and is still heard on shortwave radio. Starting in 2023, we began broadcasting on WRMI, Radio Miami International. Still there every weekend. We're also heard on WBCQ, The Planet Shortwave from Maine, and Channel 292 Shortwave, transmitting across Germany and all across Europe and the UK. So that was a high-tech song from the great voice of Slim Gaylord in 1947, Communications. Hey, if you are listening on Shortwave or any great radio station, be it AM or FM or internet stream anywhere, we want to hear from you. Where are you listening and how does the show sound? Do you like our wildly eclectic presentation of 100 years of music? Send us a reception report through cruisinthedecades.com or just email me directly, Brad at thesummit.fm. The Summit FM is local, independent, all-music public radio broadcasting from Akron, Ohio, USA. We started this show as a local show on the Summit, and it went over so well that now we self-syndicate it to the best radio stations all over the world. CruisingTheDecades.com into the 1950s with a song co-written by Webb Pierce and Mel Tillis together in 1959, and they both had a hit with this song, I Ain't Never. We're going to hear Webb Pierce with his version from 1959. It was a hit again in 72 when Mel Tillis had a successful re-record. This is Cruisin' the Decades.
Journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
ahead of its time. 1965 with the Sonics from Tacoma, Washington, a garage rock psychedelic band that was a huge influence on bands like the White Stripes and the Hives and Nirvana. That was Psycho by the Sonics, and we often talk about collecting records on this show. Well, to many people, original LPs and original 7-inches by the Sonics are very much a holy grail and very pricey collectible albums. Such influential music. CruisinTheDecades.com. I'm Brad Savage, and we're going into the 1970s now, and let's remember the tragic events of May 4th, 1970 at Kent State University. Cruisin' the Decades is an audio time capsule, music and culture. Let's take a look at the Kent State Massacre.
On May 4th, 1970, the Kent State Massacre began as one among hundreds of protests taking place on college campuses around the country that weekend, sparked by President Nixon's televised announcement to widen the Vietnam War by launching airstrikes inside the borders of neutral Cambodia. Fully armed but inexperienced National Guard units were put into service to quell the demonstrations. Suddenly, the smell of smoke and the sound of gunfire split the air. A local reporter witnessed the whole tragic event.
At the request of the Portage County prosecutor, an injunction has been imposed by County Judge Albert Karras, barring all persons from the KSU campus except those specifically authorized by the Ohio National Guard. The injunction requires all students living on campus to depart as soon as possible and at the latest by 12 noon tomorrow. At this point, the majority of students have left the campus and many are awaiting rides from parents and friends. The injunction has been imposed as a result of this weekend's campus disorders. This afternoon, four persons, including two women, were shot and killed on the campus during renewed demonstrations involving hundreds of students.
Members of the National Guard units at Kent State had fired loaded weapons without warning into crowds of anti-war protesters. A similar incident 10 days later claimed two more lives at Jackson State University in Mississippi. In the fevered aftermath of the shootings, a presidential commission was formed and concluded that the National Guard's action of firing into the crowd was unnecessary, unwarranted, and inexcusable. The war had come home.
Kent State University in Kent, Ohio, May 4th, 1970.
Soldiers and Nixon coming. We're finally on our own.
remembering the tragedy of the Kent State shootings, May 4th, 1970. Never forget students Allison Krause, Jeffrey Miller, Sandra Lee Schurer, and William Schroeder of Kent State University. That was Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, Ohio. On Cruising the Decades. Now we're going to stay put in the year 1970 and play a pretty significant album rock FM radio hit of the day by Quicksilver Messenger Service. They came out of the San Francisco Bay Area. This is probably their best known or best remembered song. This is Fresh Air. I'm Cruising the Decades.
Whoa.